The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of Remax Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
All right, well, welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas.
I'm Eric Osnes. Welcome, welcome. Happy New Year, everyone.
Yes, Happy New Year to you. Did you have a good New Year's?
Very good, very good. Lots of skiing, lots of time up in the mountains, and
same
what
here.
A glorious weekend.
Yeah, I did cross-country skiing, though, not downhill.
Yeah.
Where did you ski?
I skied Crystal one day. I skied Mission Ridge the other day.
Ooh, fun. And I haven't been to Mission Ridge in a long time.
That was fun. That's a nice, nice place over
Beautiful
there.
Beautiful drive over the pass, too.
Great drive.
Weekend.
Never crowded up there, and lots of good terrain, probably about as much as Stevens Pass, but you got to haul a little ways over to get there, but
yeah.
Snow's always good, and it was a balmy 6 degrees there on Sunday.
Yes, well, we were in Cle Elum.
Oh, same, yeah.
Yeah, so we were nearby, stopped off in Roslyn at the famous, you know, the Brick Saloon.
Sure, sure.
Some of our folks went over to Suncadia while we were over there, a lot of cool things to do up here in the Northwest, and I went out and did cross country by myself a few days while we were there, which was a lot of fun. Kind of blazed my own trails following deer tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
I'm conflicted with cross-country skiing. I'm Norwegian. My last name is Osnes. There's actually a cross-country ski called the Osnes ski.
Seriously?
Very famous. Yeah, beautiful wood skis.
Huh.
And that's
I'll have to look them up.
Those are my people. But
your people.
So, you know, I'll be on a trip, and like one day we'll cross country ski, and then you'll be out there commuting with nature. It's beautiful, quiet. It's fantastic. And a snowmobile will rip by. You're like, ah, dang snowmobiles. Then the next day I'll be on snowmobiles, you know, ripping down these trails, hair on fire. Go past some cross country skiers, like ah, dang cross country skiers. So I can't make up my mind, you know, which
apparently
which is which.
Not.
The two don't really always cohabitate very well, though.
It just depends. I mean, it is one of the beautiful things about cross-country skiing is you can get out and experience beautiful backcountry and actual silence.
Absolutely. It's
which I was posting pictures on, you know, my Facebook page and noting something about the beautiful silence. And I'm sure everybody who knows me is like,
oh,
you were silent?
Right. Yeah,
what?
Exactly. What?
What?
Well,
that happens?
I tell you what, it is unbelievably
You'd be
beautiful
surprised how often I actually don't say anything for long periods of time.
Oh, our Northwest backcountry is some of the best in the world. And part of in my past, I've led a lot of Boy Scout trips, and I do a lot of winter outings where we'll go cross-country skiing. We'll do overnight trips. We'll ski, you know, 4 or 5 miles into a place and then set up tents, or in some cases, we even build igloos to spend the weekend in and teach the kids all their winter survival skills.
Yeah, you do cool stuff with that. Mm. You know, a lot of people, I've got friends that we were all members of the Mountaineers at one point, and we used to build snow caves and have to, you know, work on rock climbing skills or mountain climbing skills and scrambling. And I remember doing even having to do a, oh gosh, now I'm forgetting the name of it, where you have to do a self-arrest.
Mm-hmm. Ice arrest.
Your, And which I ended up, I'm so glad I did it, because I climbed Mount Hood in my 20s and fell. I was on, you know, on that Hog's Back Ridge.
Sure, sure.
And I was up there with friends of mine and unfortunately got pulled a little too fast down Hog's Back and fell forward. You know, we had our crampons, all that kind of good stuff. But I slid and I had to do my own self-arrest. And although I got up spitting mad,
right,
everybody
right.
on my rope team was,
but you're darn glad
was
that,
hearing
that
all
had
about
that
it.
Skill, though. Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
I was totally happy I had that skill. And I will say it helped me face my, I have a phobia about heights. So
right.
it did help. But people had to hear a few choice words.
We used to strap our downhill skis onto our backs and climb, hike up Mount Rainier to Camp Muir, which is roughly
about
the 10,000 foot
super
mark.
Super cool up there.
And then we would downhill ski from Muir. And I remember once I was up there, we were almost within maybe 100 yards of Muir, and we stopped, take a drink of water, and I dropped my Nalgene bottle, and
oh, no.
that thing hit the ice and took off, and watch that thing for a couple of minutes, you know, is it
did it,
you know,
shatter or did it stay shatterproof?
No, it just kept, it stayed shatterproof. Now yeah. Gene lived up to it. So, but I watch that thing sail away and I look at my friend, I'm like, probably time to turn around.
Yeah. You
know, so, yeah, not, this isn't ideal yeah. skiing conditions
well,
here.
Shout out to some of my friends though, because they've climbed up that whole thing through crevasses and all the scary stuff over 14,000 feet. So, yeah, so good for them. I haven't quite sucked it up to.
We have so much in our backyard right here. It's
we do
such a fantastic.
Anybody taking
place
notes
to
right
live.
Now just got about, you know, 10 different mountain experiences they could go out
That's
and
right.
find right this moment.
Yeah, anyone who want to join me in late January, early February, you know, for a scout outing where we're going to build igloos, call on in.
Yeah,
we can
well,
always
you know
use
you
some
should
labor.
Totally get my husband in on that.
Oh yeah,
I bet James would totally dig that. I mean, he doesn't necessarily love the cold, but he does love being out in the outdoors, and you know that could be kind of fun.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, spending the night in igloo, you know, the way we build them, the sun kind of hits them in the morning, mm-hmm. and it makes the inside glow just sort of blue. Just beautiful.
Oh,
really,
yeah.
Really something.
Yeah.
You know? So it's a lot of fun. Good experience.
I'm imagining all the antics, though, that you... things you've described so far in our show over the past several months, I can totally imagine the antics that you pull on people.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any good stories of, like, you know, anyone that you've...
I have lots, but they're, yeah, you know, a part
probably
of it
not
is...
not something that's okay
yeah.
on the radio.
Let's say we do a lot of Gary Bird hunting, you know, with the scouts, you know, hunting for Gary Bird. Small bird in Washington, about the size of a chicken, and delicious. But you can catch them by putting some pebbles in a paper bag, like a lunch bag, and you shake it, and you yell, Gary, 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 like that, and they'll walk right up to you. And, you know, so
are you joking?
So we've had the scouts out hunting for Gary Birds, you know, lots of times. And once up,
I
in
know
the,
you've got to be joking.
Once up in the snow, and one of the scout kids, you know, had convinced the younger, more gullible ones that Gary Birds could see UV, and UV gets stored up in your hat, your gloves, and your coat. So take those all off, and you'll have a lot better chance of catching one.
They have poor kids out there freezing
it's
to
20
death.
Degrees out. Oh, they're like, okay. You
know, so, well, you've just made some people not want to send their children out with you. I'm
That's
tell
right.
You that right
Eric Ozzes of Team Reba promoting hypothermia throughout the Northwest. So that's our goal.
Oh, lovely.
Anyway.
Lovely, lovely.
So about those rates.
Yeah, why don't we shift on over to rates?
Sure. You know?
Don't be shaking any pebbles at anybody going, here, rate.
Yeah. The in a bag, yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah. No, I had an entire family hunting for Gary Birds in a state park going around, and I'm sure that all the other campers in that park are looking at these folks like, what are these idiots doing?
And what's really weird is those are people probably on your good side. I hate to imagine what you do when someone's on your bad side.
One of the kids is like, Mom, who told you about this? And, you know, they're like afraid to say, you know, they don't want to say, oh, Eric told me. Because they're like, oh, well, no wonder.
Right, yeah. So, okay. All right. Yeah, well, let's move on to the thing that you can be sort of serious about.
All right. Well, mortgage rates today are brought to you by China. Thank you, China, very much. I don't
Thank
know if
you,
anyone
China.
Saw
okay.
the stock market route we had yesterday.
Yeah.
And that was also brought to you by China. Thank you very much. There's an inverse relationship sometimes to stocks and rates. Right now, what's happening is they're running in track. When the stocks fall, rates fall, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is when the markets are falling, stock markets are falling, money shifts from the stock market into the bond market. And bond market is what drives mortgage rates. It's supply and demand. So if you increase the supply without increasing demand, rates are going to drop. And that's exactly what happened last week. So,
Well, that's not bad considering they had just started to
creep
raise
up,
them.
Right.
Yeah.
Fed increased rates a month ago and had absolutely no effect on long-term mortgage rates so far, knock on wood.
Knocking on wood right now.
So 30-year fixed rates, conventional conforming loan rates, which are good right now, up to $540,500 in Kings, Nova, Pierce County.
That's right. Those just went up.
Yep. Hovering right around 4%. So they're looking good.
Nice.
And 15-year fixed rates are hovering around 3.25%. FHA loans are hovering around 3.75%, as are VA loans. And jumbo loans are hovering around 3.875. So good time to lock in some rates if you're thinking about refinancing. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it before on the show, too. There still is the HARP discount or streamlined refinance program. If you have a mortgage that was taken out before May of 2009, it's a conventional loan. You may be able to actually refinance that without hardly any paperwork at all.
Which reminds me, I have someone... Will that work with condos too?
Sure.
Okay, because I have someone after the show I want to talk to you about.
Absolutely. Yeah, the only catch it, the loan has to be have closed before May 2009.
Oh, he did.
Has to be owned by either Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac.
And that's what I got to check.
And you can give me a call. I'm always happy to check those things out. And just give a ring. You can either email me, eric@ericismybanker.com, or you can call me anytime, 206-915-ERIC. 206-915-3742. That's Eric with a C. So good timing with rates and everything right now. We're happy to see that. While I'm kind of on the subject of finance, and we may carry this over just briefly into the end of the break here. End of December, Congress passed the a bill called the Protecting Americans from Tax Hikes Act of 2015. And try and say that three times real fast. But that was actually signed into law, I believe, on December 22nd. And that's a tax bill that addressed many of the personal and business tax breaks expiring at the end of 2015 and made some of these provisions permanent. So there's a few things that are kind of coming into play.
So
with
they
that.
Sort of gave that to us at Christmas time.
Yeah, that was sort of a Christmas present for Washington. Things
that's
that affected our state.
Some of our government officials.
That's right. Absolutely. So one of the things is that mortgage insurance or PMI will be through 2016 considered to be a deductible expense.
Oh, good.
Treated like mortgage interest.
That had changed at one point. Okay.
Yeah. So, in matter of fact, there's a few other ones. One is also for Washington State sales tax is a permanent itemized deduction now, too. And there's more from this Christmas present that came in late in the month. When we come back from our break,
let's
kind of pick that up a little bit more. Stay tuned here. We're at Business Talk KKOL 1300. This is Open House with Team Reba.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.